is our interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like to begin this morning over in the 9th chapter of Matthew. We'll begin reading with verse 1. "And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." This story that we read here in the 9th chapter of Matthew, this story encapsulates the work and the life of Jesus Christ. We find here that Jesus healed the sick, and not only did he heal the sick, he forgave sins. And that is what the gospel is about in instance after instance. It is a story of the reality of the power of Jesus Christ being made manifest in earth. And I think this morning about how it does something to people when you see instant healings. All the blind, the lame, if they were to come forward this morning and we were to have prayer and they were to be healed, there is something about that that is invigorating and inspiring. And I'll share some, Lord willing, this afternoon about it. But I saw and experienced the reality of that in Pakistan last week. People were being healed instantly. Devils were being cast out by the name of Jesus Christ. But I came home and I shared with my family, maybe with some of the congregation, Jesus said, "Rejoice not in this, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In other words, there is something about seeing the power of Jesus in healing. But there is something else about having our sins forgiven. And it is for that cause today that I rejoice. It is in that Jesus, not only did he die on the cross that through his stripes we might be healed physically, because see, some sicknesses are for the glory of God. So the Lord does not always choose to physically heal, but he always chooses to spiritually heal when we humble our hearts. And there is no greater miracle this morning than when Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Do you know that man had more of a miraculous change in his life than he did in physically getting up and walking home? "Thy sins be forgiven thee." That was the power of God. And Jesus did this repeatedly. This is why he died. It was that we could be forgiven from all of our sins, and not only that, but that we could have the reality of the power of God to enable us to go and sin no more. In other words, that there would be a miraculous divine change, divine intervention in my life, and in your life, that we can go from our sin and not do it anymore. That's divine. That's the power of God. That's why he came. The scripture teaches us over in Matthew in the 4th chapter, it said that Jesus went about all of Galilee, it's in the 23rd verse, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. We also find that not only did Jesus heal the sick, Jesus cast out devils. One passage said that he with authority and power commandeth that the unclean spirits were to come out. Jesus came to break the stronghold that the devil had in people's lives. Now we can get into a discussion this morning of what is the devil and what is the flesh. But you know, really when it comes down to it, sin is sin. And if there is a power that the flesh has over you that takes you down the road of unrighteousness, you're on the devil's ground. Jesus came to break the power that the flesh has in your life. Jesus came and He died that we would have a life of victory this morning. And I believe that there are too many people living below their privileges. They're bound by sin. They're bound by, they can call it their personality, they can call it their nature or their nurture, but there is a power that Satan has in their life. This morning, Jesus came to break the very power that Satan had in the hold that he had in people's lives. To me, that's good news this morning. That is the good news of the gospel. That is the good news that I don't want to just go to other lands and preach. I want to preach it right here too. The good news of the gospel is this morning that where you are bound by Satan through the power of Jesus Christ, that power can be broken. Satan does not have to have his hand or his grip in your life. And if there are things in your life that you have been trying to break, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is a power today that the power of the enemy can be broken and you can be set free. The greatest of all power that we experience in Christ was His power to forgive sin. Jesus said in Matthew 28, it was one of the last things that He told His disciples. He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." You know, He went on to promise, He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth." Folks, all power was given unto Jesus. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth? There are some that say, well, He has power in heaven. Jesus came to this earth to manifest a divine, miraculous transformation of our lives that through His power we can overcome Satan. I believe in the power of Jesus Christ this morning. And I believe it is more than just a theology of saying I believe in Jesus. It is more than just a head knowledge of yes, He has all power. When He walked this earth, He delivered, He set free, He released, He forgave sins, and He empowered us to go and live a godly life. So if you believe this morning, know that Jesus is in the business of making possible the impossible. Areas in your individual life that maybe none of us know about this morning, through the power of Jesus Christ, He can make possible through divine intervention in your life what you cannot do for yourself. Let's turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter in the first chapter, and this is what I have written on the board this morning, according to His divine power. 2 Peter in the first chapter, we'll begin reading with verse 2. He said, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ." Do you want peace multiplied in your life this morning? Grace and peace? Do you know it is multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ? And it is because Jesus came with power. He came, He set the captive free. So He said, through that knowledge, through that understanding, grace and peace be multiplied to you. And He went on to say, according as His divine power hath given unto us. You notice who He's talking to now? According to His divine power, He hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. This morning, God has given all things to us. Everything that we need for life and for godliness, the Lord has given those things to us. And He has done it by His divine power, according as His divine power hath given unto us. question for you this morning. Are you experiencing all things that pertain to life and godliness? Are you totally free this morning? Do you know that through the divine power of Jesus Christ, you can be free? And you know, sometimes saved people need to be set free. Sometimes people that love the Lord and have started on their journey, they come to areas in their life that they recognize that the devil has too much, he's encroached too much into my life. And there are people that need to be set free this morning. I believe that there are too many professing to know the Lord, too many sitting right in the pews, and I'm speaking generically here this morning. But there are too many that are living below their privileges. We have a glorious gospel this morning. We have been blessed with so much truth. But sometimes I think about how, I know there have been times that you may start a project, start a job, and you get partway through and recognize you don't have all the material on hand. The Scripture says, God hath given unto us all things. He's given us everything we need. And I believe the devil would like to cause us to be inhibited this morning and look around and say, well, I see that God's blessed them with power, and I see that it seems like they're really victorious, but I guess I just can't have that kind of experience. Have you ever felt that way? You don't have to admit it. But have you ever looked around thinking, why don't I have that kind of peace? Why don't I have that kind of joy? Why don't I have that kind of victory? The good news for you this morning is that you can have it. The Lord's not going to give you my victory. He's not going to give you my peace, but He's going to give you your peace. He's going to give you your victory, and it's not going to come through gritting your teeth and trying a little bit harder. It's not going to come through your own power and your own strength and your own ability, but it's going to come by His divine power. According to His divine power. Folks, we are a limited people this morning. And when we begin to study and read this high calling of holiness that the Bible teaches, this can be kind of intimidating sometimes. Say, how can I live that? And I'm falling short of it. There is power through Jesus Christ that we can live this Word of God this morning. This isn't just something I read about in an old book. I have found that there is a reality in the power of Jesus Christ in every area of life. And according to His divine power, the Lord wants to give to you this morning some victories that you have not had before. The Scripture says over in Hebrews, in the 13th chapter, in the 8th verse, it says, Jesus Christ, the same what? Yesterday, today, and forever. We began reading where Jesus healed the sick and He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Do you not believe this morning through that knowledge that the Lord can do that for us today? The Lord is still in the saving businesses. It does not matter what you have done this morning. It does not matter what people think of you this morning. It does not matter where you have been or what people have said. There is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And He will forgive, He will make new, He will refresh and invigorate, and it's going to be done according to His divine power. He's the same. Do you believe? I want to ask again, do you still believe that Jesus has that power today? Here's the next question then. Do you believe that you can experience that kind of power? Thank the Lord. You can. Through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Do not allow your past failures to keep you from moving forward and finding that place of victory according to His divine power. I remember years ago there was something I was struggling with, and I was trying in my own power and own ability, my good motivation. I was motivated by the right thing. And I was just trying. I was working, trying to overcome. And I just kept failing. Until I got to a place according to His power. I needed something divine. Jesus came to do something for you that you cannot do for yourself this morning. Jesus came to do something for you, to set you free, to give you liberty from the things that have held you back from moving forward spiritually. I believe this morning there are too many people that have been in the same place spiritually for too many years. And I want you to know in love this morning that according to His divine power, it's time to start moving forward. It's time to put some things behind you, and it's time that you come and acknowledge without excuse, without justification, without pointing fingers, without saying my husband, without saying my wife, without saying the pastor, without saying the congregation, and coming and acknowledging and saying, I've got a problem and I need some help. There is divine, miraculous, instantaneous power that is in Jesus Christ this morning. And it has not been lessened over 2,000 years, but you must believe. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them which diligently seek Him. Lord, I'm not coming in my own strength now, but Lord, I come and I believe in You. I believe that when You were on this earth, You could have delivered me. You could have given me the help that I needed. You could have given me the strength that I needed. And I believe and am persuaded this morning that there is still that same victory in Jesus Christ this morning, according to His divine power. I still believe and have experienced and have seen the divine healing in the name of Jesus Christ. There is still power in His name to set those that are bound physically, to set them free. There is still power over sin this morning. There is still power over every stronghold of the flesh. There is power this morning according to His divine power. There is power to love your enemies this morning. There is power to forgive those that haven't treated you right. There is power to forgive those that have talked about you unjustly. There's power to forgive this morning. I found it to be so. And it's not in our own strength. It's, Lord, I need some help here, because what they did, there's divine power to forgive this morning. There's divine power to love. There's divine power to commit those things into the hands of God and go forward with peace in your soul. I'll confess to you something. Recently I told, that gets kind of tough when you start talking personally, doesn't it? I told my wife, I said, why does it seem? There's a few situations, I said, it seems like you humble here and you humble there and you humble there, and you don't stand up for yourself, you don't stand up for even what's right sometimes when people are doing wrong, and it gets a little tiring sometimes. Is that too honest? And you just take it and take it and take it, and it's like, Lord, I'll humble, I'll humble. And it starts wearing on the old flesh. And right when I told her that, the Lord brought a scripture to my mind. And it talked about following in the steps of Jesus Christ, who did no sin. It said He spoke when He was judged unrighteously. He just committed it into the hands of the Father. There was no guile found in His mouth. That was the example that Jesus set for us. Over and over and over. It does not matter what people do. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they said that's not right. Jesus set an example for us today after day, year after year, taking it. And not by gritting his teeth, but by divine power. By divine love. By divine forgiveness, to just give it to the Lord and keep going on by the grace of God. Do you know there's that kind of power for all of us this morning? There is divine power that you can release and give to God all of the injustices, all of the wrongs, all of the backbiting, all of the things that have been said and done about you. There's a place in Jesus Christ that according to His divine power, He can set you free from that, that your heart can be free in Jesus Christ. There's power to love. Power to forgive. There is power this morning to live a consistent, holy life. Do we still believe that? How can we do that? Because we all have our flesh to contend with. But there is a greater power this morning. There is a power that is greater than what we can manufacture inside from all of our intellect and education and all of our head knowledge. There is a greater power, and it's found in the simplicity of faith in Jesus Christ. To live holy, there's power to have communion with God. You know, the Lord wants this to be your reality today. The Lord wants this to be your reality according to His divine power. The Scripture says we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Maybe you feel like, well, I'm making it. Have you ever felt that way? I think probably all of us have, haven't we? You know, I'm making it. I'm not giving up, and we're kind of pressing through. But the Scripture says we are more than conquerors. How can we be more than conquerors? According to His divine power. According to the power that is not of ourself, but is in Jesus Christ. So how do we access it? How do we get it? You know, it's really not that complicated. Do you believe? The people that came to Jesus with this man that was sick of palsy said that Jesus looked on seeing their faith. He knew of their belief. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed this morning, you can remove mountains in your life. The mountains that are in your life that have seemed insurmountable, if you will believe in Jesus Christ and His divine power this morning, knowing that not only do I think that the Lord has the power, I believe that God wants to give me the power. You can go home free this morning. You can go home with more ground spiritually than what you came with today. You can go forward and found some release from some powers that have been in your life through faith in Jesus Christ. You know, this is the foundation of the gospel message. When people, even when they were repenting, they said, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to, because we've done so wrong, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It's more than just a head knowledge, because the devils believe and tremble, but it is a belief that I believe that Jesus will do this for me. Do you know why Jesus wants to do that for you this morning? It's because He loves you. He understands you. He understands your humanity. He understands our failures. He understands our struggles. But through faith in the name of Jesus Christ, according to His divine power, He can transform. But what we must do is confess. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, you know what sin is by definition? Missing the mark. So, we're not going to get into a theological discussion this morning. But if you've been missing the mark somewhere in your life, if you will confess, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I can't cleanse myself. I can't. It's not enough to say, well, I'll just try to put it behind me. You know, you get up on the new day and say, I'm going to try today to do better. I'm just going to put yesterday behind me. Well, yesterday's problems are going to catch up to you today unless you find some power that's greater than yourself. But according to His divine power this morning, if you will believe, if you will confess without justification and say, Lord, I need some help. Well, but I'm saved. And if I confess that, does that mean I'm not saved? Why do we have to get so bogged down with terminology, folks? If you've got a need in your life, bring it to the Lord and get victory in it. Don't worry so much about dotting your I's and crossing your T's spiritually, and just come with your needs and your problems and places I've been struggling and say, Lord, I believe that I can have power in my life through Your name. Scripture says, speaking of the saints of old, they overcame Him. Talking about the devil. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. There is still power in the blood of Jesus this morning. And I am so, my heart is overflowing with the power that we have access to in Jesus Christ. This can be more than stories in the Bible. This can be your reality this morning. That here I was weak, I was captive, I was struggling even after I got saved. I found there were areas I didn't understand why it kept holding me back. You can be released this morning by the power of Jesus. According to His divine power, I'd like to conclude in the third chapter of Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 19, it said, "And to know the love of God, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." Do you know the Lord loves us this morning? To know the love of God, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled. You see, His power, it was given to us today. Jesus hadn't changed. This is for us. And He went on to say, then, now unto Him. Now we're talking about my God. Now unto Him that is able. Do you believe He's able? This is why Paul said, I. It doesn't mean you can do all things through Christ. It means I. That makes it personal for me, and it ought to be personal to you. I can do all things. Through who? Through Christ. Not through religion. Not through our traditions. Not through our history. Not because I come to church here. Not because I'm a pretty good person. But I can do all things through Christ. Through the power of Jesus Christ, I can do all things. And it is because of that power that I can live a holy life. It is because of that power that I can overcome the world. It is because of that power that I can overcome myself. It's because of the power of Jesus Christ. And unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Do you believe God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what you're able to ask or think this morning? If you have a problem, it's not too big for my God. If you have a need spiritually in your life that has been a hindrance to you month after month, week after week, year after year, it might be an attitude that you have. It might be unforgiveness. It might be bitterness. It might be a personal flaw that you could attribute to nature or nurture. It doesn't matter to God. But if you have a need in your life that is substandard to the call of holiness and righteous living, through the name of Jesus Christ and according to His divine power, you can find a place of release this morning. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power. That's the power of Jesus Christ that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church. I want that glory to remain in the church. Have you ever wondered, said, if we have so many problems among us, we come to church and we look around, if we have so many problems, what do we have to take to the world? What message are we going to take? Deliverance? Freedom? Power? It ought to start right here. Unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. And that touches us this morning. World without end. Amen. According this morning to His divine power, He is able to do in your life exceedingly and abundantly above all that you are able to ask or think. Amen.